into the routine of life, and we don't think about it again until next December 25th. Thanksgiving Day, it's set aside for that day, and then if we're not careful, we'll go through the year, and there'll be another Thanksgiving Day that we are thankful for. But today I want to tell you, we really need to take the Christmas story often and read about it, what it means to us as a Christian. This morning I'd like to take a look at it. We sang this song earlier, Jesus came, praise his name. He came to be our Redeemer. Ring it out, sing and shout, Jesus was born on this day. I'd like for us to go back, Brother Philip read it a while ago, but I'd like to look at a few verses again in second chapter of Luke. Because a lot of times we can read these and we kind of skip over everything until we get to where the shepherds went looking for the baby. But I'd like for us to look at an area here. Maybe in the where the angel came to them, 10th verse, said, fear not, I'm bringing you some good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Telling him how they're going to find him. And then it says, suddenly, it's almost like the angel realm could not contain itself. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven. And a lot of times that's where I pick up the story then. I want to go with the shepherds and find him. This morning I would like to talk to you about Jesus before the manger. We hardly ever think about that on December 25th. There is a song that says he left the splendor of heaven knowing his destiny. Walked the lonely hill to Golgotha. There he laid down his life for me. As I thought on it this way, it made Christmas Day have a lot more meaning to me. Because this was not just a baby that came with no knowledge of the future. And I would like for you to let me just give you my faith about this. This wasn't the first time the angels had met up with Jesus. They had lived with him. They knew him. So they come to earth to tell the folks, these shepherds, you got a gift coming to you. We've heard it before said this way, on loan from God. We just want, and they couldn't contain it. Multitude of them praising God. Letting them know, you can't imagine this gift that is coming to you. He's no stranger to us. He's been up here with us forever. That started making me think a little different about this baby born in the manger. You ever hear of a baby or maybe a small child be mistreated, maybe even killed? What response comes to your mind? That was an innocent child, never asked to come into this world. Can we say that same thing about Jesus, baby Jesus? Was it the same with him? There's a song that I got yesterday that expresses it best to me. It says it this way. There was glory all around him. This is before the manger. Angels worshiped at his feet. As I heard that song, and it made me realize this didn't start with a baby. This was the Son of God that said, I'm willing to come. It says angels worshiped at his feet. They sang to him, holy, holy, and he reigned in majesty before he was a baby in the manger. It says, then the Father spoke in sadness, my creation has been lost. Jesus said, I'll redeem them. I will go and pay the cost. He left it all to come to Calvary. He left it all to set us free. He walked away from heaven's splendor He left it all to come to me. There's one more verse. How could I repay such mercy? Oh, what love he had for me. He left his home for Golgotha just to die on the tree. So is it possible that Jesus was not just an innocent baby with no knowledge of the future? Is it possible that he had a knowledge of the price that he had to pay before he ever said, Father, I'll go do it? And the angels coming down that day, and instead of me going off to look for the baby in the manger, to realize who the Son of God was, and he was willing to come here for me. There's a verse I'd like to look at in 1 Peter. Because it has changed how I look at Christmas. The price that was paid. 1 Peter 1 and the 18th verse. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot, without blemish, and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Sometime way back then, it's hard for me to comprehend. There's another verse in Revelations 13 and 8 that explains it this way. A lamb that was slain from the foundation of the earth, of the world. Somewhere in there, long before he became a baby, he was willing to come down. Today, it's Christmas Day is really, when we go to a birthday party, we don't remember the day of the birth. That's not all that we talk about. When you go to someone's birthday that is 50 years old or 60 years old, we know it happened, but there's events through life that we are there to celebrate. And to me, that's what today is. Yes, there was a birth for there to be memories to celebrate. But there are some of those that I would like for us to look at. Because that joyful presentation of the angels to the earth, we're loaning him to you, and it's going to be such a great thing. That's past now. 33 years later, Jesus has gone through a lot. He has seen a lot. And it was not as we would have, with no knowledge of the future, if we had gone through it. He knew what was coming, and he was still willing. There's a verse that I want to pick up in John, just to kind of give you a picture of what Jesus had at the beginning. In the 17th chapter, Jesus has been through a lot. He's soon to suffer death. And in the 4th verse, it says, I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I look at that verse and I kind of think of it this way. Father, I'm getting really tired. I've been through a lot down here these last 33 years. I'm longing to have the glory that I had with you before I ever came down. That multitude of angels that came down to proclaim it, I'm longing to be back there where they appreciate me. I've been through a lot down here. Father, would you glorify me with the glory that I had back at the beginning? That song says there was glory all around him. Angels worshiped at his feet. They sang to him, holy, holy, and he reigned in majesty before the manger. And it makes me wonder, am I as thankful as I should be for the sacrifice he made to come? It wasn't just a baby in a manger with no knowledge of the future. He had been in heaven from creation and had the appreciation of the angels around him. And yet he said, I'm willing to come. There is a verse that to me I'd like to use as to get us a little picture. Let's go to Revelations in the 5th chapter. I want to just pick up a few verses here. It says, I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof?" Now I know that what this is talking about is the book of Revelation and the mysteries in it, and who is able to reveal what is going to happen out here in the future. It says, "And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. One of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." And when that happened, it goes on down where it says in the 11th verse, something almost similar to where when Christ was brought to the earth. "And I beheld, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing." What I'd like to get from this little reading right here, if there was that much praise given to him because he was willing, he was able to open the mysteries of the book of Revelation, what it must have been when he said, "Father, I'm willing to come down and be the sacrifice that folks can be saved." This has kind of painted a little picture to me what it must have been when Jesus said up there, "I'm willing to pay the price." The rejoicing that must have come when it says, "Weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah." He's able to open the seals. He's able to reveal what Revelation is, what it must have been when it said he's willing to be the sacrifice for sin also. It kind of changes what Christmas looks like to me. There is a prophecy in Daniel. "In the days of these kings, the God of heaven is going to set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed, and it's going to stand forever." As we look at that today, do you see that? Sometimes we can look and say, "Well, boy, looks like more are turning against it than are turning to it." But what it has done is it has opened it up to all mankind. There is another verse I'd like to go to it. Revelations in 22. In the 22nd and the 17th verse, "The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. Let him that heareth say, Come. Let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will." This is what has been opened up to us today. It says this kingdom will never be destroyed.